Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. For your safety, you remain anonymous. First question. Dear Kev, I've been in a relationship with my partner for almost 10 years. We are the best of friends, but we haven't had sex in 8 years. We live together and he is a great provider. Now, he says that he wants a baby, but I don't want a child by him. I don't really want to hold him back from being happy, but I don't want him to go either. What should I do? You've been in a relationship for 2 years. If you ain't been to have no sex in 8 years. Oh, no, you're not married. Well, I guess you are in a relationship. Here's the thing. Whew. You don't want to have sex with him. You don't want to have a baby with him. But you don't want him to go either? Why? Why not? What is? This is what it is. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to highlight it on my own. This is the reason you don't want him to go. He's a great provider. Okay, he ain't Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He's just Jerome. What I read here is that you just want his provision. You don't want the full relationship with him. You don't want the baby. You don't want the sex. You just want the money. And that's not fair to be in a relationship with a man just for the money. You got to have more going on than just the money. You're using him for his money. There's no but. There's no wop. There's no future. There's no children. You just want him for his providing? Look at yourself in the mirror. Say, do I want to be this person? Do I want to be the person that just has a provider and I don't actually like it? Don't even sound like you like the man. Don't sound like you like him. He just put in on the bills. You're better than that. Or are you? I've said this before.
I scratched my nipple too hard. It's a little agitated.
Women be trash. You basically said he has money. And for that reason, I want him to stay. Come on. You deserve better. Let that man go and let him provide for someone who loves the full him, not just his wallet. Don't be that way. He deserves better, and so do you. Next question. Dear Kev, I'm going to give it to you straight, no chaser. About 5 months ago, my car broke down due to a timing belt issue, so I ended up getting my dad's mechanic, or rather the family mechanic, to work on my car. The night my car broke down, I gave him a call, and he was able to tow me back to his shop. Before calling a ride, I waited around because he offered me a drink, and I really wasn't ready to call it in the night yet. I had just left a gathering. Long story short, one thing led to another, and we ended up working on each other, if you know what I mean. I think she means sex. Well, she could be, like, talking about Jenga. I don't know. The sad thing is I was rocking this man's world and bouncing on that peen like my last name was Spalding, Kev. This man is a lonely old man in his 50s, and I'm 30, child. He is a friend of the family and well-respected. I feel so disgusted that I even let that happen. This man texted me in Ebonics asking if I want to take things further because he thinks he could make me happy. Obviously, I'm beyond disgusted, and I could and would never date him. This will stay with me forever, and I won't be able to be around him anymore. But I need to let him know it was a mistake. Or should I ghost him and send a family member to pick up my car? That woman said she was bouncing on that pee like a Spalding. Here's the thing. She said, I am disgusted. Listen, you wasn't disgusted when you was bouncing on that thing, were you? Go pick up your car. Be a woman. Be a big girl. You 30? You 57? Say, hey, hey, Milton, listen, that bounce on that pin was a one time and one time only. I don't know what got into me. You know, you was up in my ignition. You put the key in my exhaust. You started up my carburetor. Smooth operator. Here's the thing. You throw that thing at him, you're going to get a discount. He might even pay you. Like, listen, the car is fixed. Here's $200. You know, my AARP, my Social Security done came in. You know, my AARP give me discounts. You're going to be eating breakfast at 3 a.m. at IHOP with him. You're going to love it. Don't be disgusted. This man got a business. He's good with his hands and his peen. What are you missing out on? Are you really disgusted? Are you kind of like a little bit happy? Do you kind of lock a little bit? Do you lock just a little bit? Do you lock? Milton, I don't want to be with you, but I do. Just see where it goes. Okay? You already done bounced on that peen. See where it takes you. You don't know how, if you, at least until you get a new car. Because he gave it to you strong and long. And that's because he was probably on that Blue Chew. Oh, yeah. Blue Chew is prescribed online by a licensed physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at a pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the U.S. of A., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. No awkwardness, and you don't have to leave the house. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use a special promo code DEAR. Just pay $5 for shipping. Now, Milton took that Blue Chew, and he took you to Pound Town. You wouldn't be able to bounce on that peen if that peen wasn't ready. Okay? You were bouncing on them balls because he took a Blue Chew that prepped the balls. Oh, yeah. He needed to be ready. And see, since it was spontaneous, he wouldn't have been prepared if he was using something else. But Blue Chew, he said, oh, butt is on the horizon? Butt is on the horizon? I'm going to take me this little Blue Chew, and I'm going to take you to Pound Town. Population 2. Me and you. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code DEAR to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code DEAR at BlueChew.com. Take you a trip to Pound Town. Sorry, Josh. Next question. Hey, Kev, I love you and all that, but I need some advice. I've been talking with this guy on Tinder for about 2 weeks, handsome Hispanic and some other ethnicity. I didn't ask. Anyways, we were talking about how we were looking for and both agreed to NSA type arrangement. Oh, no strings attached. We started talking about kinks and such, and he tells me he has a foot fetish. And I'm like, cool. I won't yuck your yum. Whatever. So we meet up earlier tonight. We talk a bit, drive up to the trails and park. After a bit, we start having heated fellowship. And then he takes my socks off and asks to suck my toes. I never done it before, so I say yes. Oddly, it feels okay. And then later, he puts all my toes in his mouth while laying down the hammer. And I'm still like, this feels foreign, but also not horrible. Should I continue to explore this new kink with this man, or should I just stick to my regular kinks? P.S. He's shorter than me, but he also was hands down the best car sex I've ever had. Listen, you might not know what you like until you try it. You're like, hey, usually my toes, they get no play. But hey, right now, I'll get my toes licked. I'm getting my vag pounded out. It's an odd sensation. I don't mind it. Sometimes in sex, as long as you're like, I'll allow it. That type of sex is like, it's like onion strings. You know, a lot of times on a barbecue sandwich, they're like, hey, we're going to throw some onion strings on. And you're like, fried onion strings? You're like, all right. You know, okay. You don't necessarily go out of your way to ask for fried onion strings. But sometimes you're like, oh, I don't mind that. Like, you know, sauteed onions, things like that. You know, Russian dressing, Thousand Island, things where you don't necessarily be like, I gotta have some Thousand Island. But if it has Thousand Island, you're like, I don't mind Thousand Island. That's your feet getting sucked while your vag is getting pounded into oblivion. Short guys have some abilities. They can reach stuff and do stuff. He can put your foot in your mouth. I actually can't even figure out how you see. So you got to bend your foot. I don't know. I don't be sucking toes and smashing oves that often. If you like it, I love it. He seems to like it. I'm too big for car sex. It's just a thing that seems cooler in movies than in actual practicality. It's just really no comfortable way to do it. You know, cars are meant for driving, not riding. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Don't worry about your old kinks. You got new kinks now. Toe sucking and vag busting and car sexing. Hexing. Anyway. Next question. Explore your new kinks with Pole Lil Tink Tink. Dear Kev, my cousin and a good friend of mine got married this past January. My wife and I went to a little get together, and another friend of ours proceeded to tell us how my good friend only married my cousin because the woman he really wanted to marry said no. And he said he's also been sending nudes to that same woman. He's a known cheater, but says he's changed. Should I tell my cousin? Absolutely. Blow it up. I'm a big proponent for destroying the family. I want you to ruin this. I want you to record it Thanksgiving. I want you to send it to me. Say, Kev, I told her he was cheating. Blow it up. Record it live on Facebook and Twitter, Instagrams. Have a camera crew there. I love the idea of you destroying his life and her life for truth. She shouldn't be married to him if he's a cheater. Take his phone, print up his nudes, blow him up, set him up in the reception. Soon as people walk in, have the timestamps that he sent it over. Ruin it all and then say, I did this because I love you. Now, if you're not a professional photographer, you're not sure how to blow those up, then you should use Skillshare. Skillshare sponsored today's episode, okay? Skillshare is an amazing online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people, okay? I have been spending a lot of time this pandemic on Skillshare. First, I was working on graphic design. Then I was working on photography. Then I took some classes on Photoshop. I've been trying to make sure that I don't have to pay graphic designers for simple designs, okay? Simple things where I'm just making a joke or a quick shirt idea I can make on my own because I use Skillshare. And it's really simple. You know, most classes are under 60 minutes with short lessons to fit any schedule. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Now listen to this. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/Kev. And the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium Membership. Receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be one of the first to sign up. The first 1,000 to sign up at Skillshare.com/Kev. Thank you to Skillshare for sponsoring the podcast and sponsoring my skills. Next question. Dear Kev, as we all know, this nation's longtime issue involving melanation is especially on the forefront right now amongst all else. Now, I'm a single guy in mid-20s who's always choicefully been a loner, socially distant type, but not for like awkward or anxious reasons. I've always had people to kick it with, so I've had a few flings with girls, but never any official relationships. All of this quarantine got me thinking about my future and stuff, so I figured I should step out of my comfort zone seeking a partner. The thing is, I've messed up around girls of different racial backgrounds, but now there's one left that I haven't had the urge to attain. And I don't know why it's such a strong urge. As you may be guessing, it is those gals of the melanin-deficient gang who even thought of the pursuit. Wait, what? Who even thought of the pursuit has... Okay, this is a mistake. Even the thought of pursuit has me feeling like I betrayed... Whew! I'm dying here. Even the thought of pursuit has me feeling like I betrayed my people and guiltily ashamed of myself. I feel like this man is making up words. I feel like I'd... I feel like it'd be... That's, is that a IT apostrophe D? Is that a thing? It'd be. I feel like it'd be. That ain't real, is it? It'd be? Is that a real one? It'd be?
Yeah, like it would be.
I feel like it'd be. There's no way. It'd be? I feel like it'd be. Oh, am I rolling it now? I feel like it'd be unhealthy to enter a relationship with my preferred queen who has the same traits like me while having these desires or thoughts of this unexplored territory. So I'm making this, oh my God. So am I making this a bigger deal than it is? Should I just go find some snow poon and get it out of my system? See, he'd be writing this wrong. It says get it out of me system. No, my system. It says get it. Oh, no, my system is right.
Jesus.
Whew. Okay. La, 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 la. Should I just go find some snow poon and get it out of my system? Or do I tell myself that snow poon ain't nothing special and focus on the end goal? Or can it be both? I know this probably won't make it on the segment, but if you do see it and have a moment to respond, I'd love to hear a few of the billion thoughts that I know that colossal noggin can hold. Stick with black girls. It'd be good for you. Thank you guys for watching the show. It'd be just took me out of here. That last question just eviscerated my mouth. It'd be a problem to continue this pretending I know how to read. It'd be a lie. It'd be too hard for me to be. It'd be. All right. I'll see y'all next time. It be is not real, Josh.